dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, September the 29th, 2013. Let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. So the word tower is a masculine noun, 4026, 4026, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Migdal, a tower, an elevated stage, a pulpit. Isn't that interesting? The preacher preaches from the pulpit, a raised bed. Now, the root to that word is 1431, Gadal, Hebrew side. It means to grow, become great, or important. We're getting a picture of what type of society was being constructed, what type of city was being constructed, what type of family was being constructed under the auspices and directives of the ruling class and ruling families, who we see are wicked. They want us in this day and time as well to only think of becoming great, only think of becoming important. This word also means promote, make powerful. See how the system today, people want power and don't care who they kill, crush, destroy to get it. The word means praise and magnify and do great things. And yes, we want to do great things, but we want to do the great things that the Most High wants to do through us on behalf of the masses of the people. We do not want to do great things on behalf of the wicked system that destroys the people. The word means to be magnified, to make great and powerful. Once again, do great things. Magnify one's self. See how the system teaches you about being just yourself, by yourself, alone? Magnify your own self. Big up your own self. Make your own self big and great and powerful, and don't care who you crush. Look, sisters and brothers, the house of Rothschild and the other 12 members of the 13 families, they have experts that go in among us to see among us who desires to be great at any cost. And those are they whom are chosen to be presidents, prime ministers, kings and queens. Yes, House of Rothschild choose kings and queens. And so how else could it be that leaders would get into positions of power and conspire to kill and destroy other members of the human family and seek to argue about budgets and argue about this and that and continue to take and destroy and rape and squeeze and extract from the people and hurt the people, hurt the oppressed, hurt the poor working class, because these were chosen because they have the mind of being great. That's what this word tower. It says whose top may reach heaven. And the word top, summit, upper part, chief, height, words such as that. It even means height of a mountain and height of stars. It means chief, man, city, nation, place, family, a priest. See, we're looking at, it means a head and division and a company and a band. We're looking at a society made up of all manner of people who have various skills, but those skills are being used for that which is wicked. They want to reach heaven. But what does that mean, sisters and brothers? Does it mean they wanted to go all the way up into the stratosphere? No, it does not mean that. A beautiful sister of mine in Sunday school talked about that the tower was only 160 feet, I think she said. Some may say, well, that's because God forced them to cease from building. But it doesn't mean they wanted to actually build it. I mean, you die. You get up to the upper stratosphere, the upper parts, the universe, the space, no air, you die. These people are scientists. They're not stupid. What this is talking about is science, sisters and brothers. Let me go to that word, heaven. 8064, Shemayim, Hebrew side. It means heavens, sky, visible heavens, abode of the stars, visible universe, sky, atmosphere, heaven as the abode of God. The synonyms are, one of them, astrologers. Sisters and brothers, there is no construction of society without science. Science, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, using the creation to scientifically construct a society based on science and mathematics. In the heavens are the physical properties. Sun, moon, stars, planets, constellations, and the heavenly bodies. The physical properties they encompass knowledge and wisdom. You have solar science, science based on the sun, science based on knowledge and wisdom gleaned from the study of the sun and all that the sun does, all that the sun works in the universe, the job that the sun fulfills in the universe. The moon has a job in the universe. What's the science connected to the moon? The word moon has to do, one of the words for moon in the Hebrew, has to do with renewal. Renewal, one of the feasts and celebrations of the African Hebrews had to do with the moon and renewal. There's a science that we learn from study of the moon that teaches us about renewal. Science of the sun teaching us about photosynthesis and growth and life. Science of the stars. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad, I believe he said the stars represent justice, and Mayat in Africa, Kemet, Egypt, the woman represented by the five-pointed star represents truth, justice, and righteousness. The black woman first, and all women represent and symbolize truth, justice, and righteousness. So in the heavens, the scientific study of the material universe, the atmosphere, the universe, the sky, the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, scientific study of the earth. This is what was used to construct that society. So reaching up into the heavens means reaching up into knowledge, reaching up into wisdom, reaching up into understanding, reaching up into science to do what? Make a name. They want to make a name. The word make, 6213. To do, fashion, accomplish, to do a work, to produce, prepare, to observe and celebrate, acquire property, to appoint, ordain, institute. So they're going about acquiring property, observing and celebrating, but they're making a name. The word tower caused us to know they wanted to magnify themselves apart from the Most High. See, no, not magnify the Most High, not magnify Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah. Life existing for all. They want to make their own self a name. Make us a name. 8034. Shame. Hebrew side. Name. Reputation. Fame. Glory. The name as designation of God, memorial, and monument. That's on the positive. But on the negative, reputation, fame, and glory. You can be famous, but be famous for righteousness. We can have a reputation, but have a reputation for righteousness. We can have glory, but let that glory be tied to the glory of the Most High as we work on behalf of existing and life and righteousness and truth. But these are constructing a society that is promoting fame and glory and reputation for yourself at the expense of poor working class masses, to promote magnification of the self over magnification of the Most High and the people and the universe. Same today. That's the type of leadership that the system wants. That's the type of entertainer that the entertainment industry wants. Whether TV entertainment, movie entertainment, or music entertainment, be famous. Don't be like Paul Robeson, who was great, but then he said, you know what? I want to work on behalf of the people and the Most High. And he sacrificed his life, his career, to help people. Bob Marley sacrificed his health, sacrificed his career. He would be on the streets passing out money to poor people because he wanted to help the masses of the people, the poor working class masses, proletariat, not interested in just making a name for himself. Bob Marley said, if me can't use my life for the people, me not want it. That's the type of attitude we must have. But these were making a name for themselves. They said, lest we be scattered abroad on the face of the earth. And the word scattered abroad, to be dispersed, to overflow, to be dashed to pieces. The wicked ruling class want unity for their purposes. They want us to be unified for their purposes. They want us to be in unison with warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, magnification of the self over magnification of Yahuwah, existing, living through the universe and life for all. But their plans will be shattered. Their plans will be scattered. Their plans will be destroyed. It says, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. And the word face, faces, presence, person, face, seraphim or cherubim. Seraphim and cherubim have to do with those spiritual entities that represent the power of the Most High. So this word also means before and behind, toward in front, formerly and before time, before, in the presence of, in the face of, at the face. So you're looking at being in front of someone, behind someone, and they're looking at the earth and not wanting to be scattered all over the earth, or we should say their plans destroyed, no unison, because their plans are destroyed, and the face of the seraphim and the cherubim, these spirit entities, we are the cherubim and the seraphim. We are those fiery spirit, Christ spirits in human flesh. And as we work together, we will scatter the plans of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Verse 5. Watch this, sisters and brothers. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the word Lord is Yahovah, sometimes pronounced Yahweh, sometimes pronounced Jehovah. 3068, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Defined as existing. The existing one. And other root words having to do with coming into being, causing and coming into being, causing to happen. We are looking at a scientific word, an African Hebrew scientific word that the African Hebrews constructed because the African Hebrews understood that the first law of science is cause and effect. Cause and effect. So Jehovah, 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 Yahweh is the word that describes the reality of the living one who is the cause, the causative factor that has caused existing and living and life through the causing of coming into being and existence, the universe, and through the universe causing and coming into being, you and I, through the universe and through the Spirit of the Most High, coming into the human flesh as the Christ Spirit. Jeremiah 1:5, the Most High knew us before we were formed in the bellies of our mothers. So in time immemorial, we were known by the Most High before conception. This is our pre-incarnate existence before our physical existence. But we say only Christ existed in those days. Once again, Christ, the image of God, but Adam is the image of God. Christ made lower than the angels, but man, woman, male, female, made lower than the angels. Christ given power to rule, but man, male and female, given power to rule. Man is Christ, and the Most High is that causative power and causative reality that has caused the existence of us all. And so now, Jehovah, Yahuwah, Yahweh, coming down. Why you got to come down, Most High? Your rod is come down or came down to go down, to descend, to decline, to march down, to sink down, to go or come down. In another way, it means to prostrate as we bow down to the Most High. But this is the Most High coming down. Why you got to come down? We have already seen that the system being built was a system based on that which is averse and counter to existing in life. We have already seen enough to know that the system being built by the Babel was a system based on death, based on hell and destruction. And we're going to see that even more. So because the system was a system that was not in tune with existing and living, it's a low system, a system based on low desires. And when you just want fame and glory for yourself, when you and I, when we just want fame and glory for ourselves because we want to fulfill our lower desires of eating and food and maybe sex, desires out of control become low desires. Yeah, you need to eat, you need food, you need to purchase and buy. Yes, you have sexual needs and appetites, but these must be under the control of the power of the Most High. If we do not control these desires, then the wicked ruling class will pluck us out, make us leaders, and through us will kill and destroy. And so, because of this wickedness, this dynamic of wanting fame and magnification to fulfill the low passions and desires, the Most High has to come down, because the Most High is the Most High, the most exalted, the greatest and worthy to be praised. What are we praising? We are praising the Most High, who is existing and living for all. We praise and worship the attributes, characteristics, and tenets of existing. And we want a system that promotes living and existing, not a system of warfare and bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction. So the Most High comes down today to see what type of city, what type of America, what type of Britain, what type of Israel, what type of Kenya, what type of Somalia, what type of South America, what type of Central America, what type of Isles of the Pacific, what type of the United States of North America, what type of Canada, what type of family, what type of city, what type of neighborhood and community are we building? Most High coming down to see. The word to see, 7200, to look at, Ra'ah. It's interesting, this is Ra'ah, and Ra'ah is the personification of the Most High as seen through the symbolic representation of the sun. The Most High called Ra at one time, and that's the male, and Ra'it, the female, or I should say Ra, the masculine, and Ra'it, the feminine, the sun representing the vision, looking with light, to see, to look at, to inspect, to perceive, to have vision, to consider, to look at, to observe. So the Most High. And we want to be those people who will be the eyes of the Most High, and we must examine the city. We must examine the tower. We must examine the government. We must examine the Senate and the Congress. We must examine the judicial system. We must examine Wall Street. We must examine the economic system. We must examine all that is being constructed and built in this society, that we, with the power and insight of the Most High, may be able to understand how we are to bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. The Most High, and watch it now, Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as begatting and conceiving. So Yahweh is father begatting and mother conceiving. This is science, the law of birth, rebirth, resurrection, existing, giving birth to existing, and birth coming about through begatting, that's father, and conceiving, that's mother, coming together in union and unison to give birth to life. And because this city is constructed on death, the Most High comes down to see the city and the tower. Now, which the children of men builded. Children of men, not children of God, but children of men. Children of what men? Children of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Children of the wicked despotic rulers of this wicked system. Let's hit the word, the children. 1121, Bane. It means son, grandson, child, member of a group, son, male child, grandson. But it also means children, male and female. It means young, young men, young of animals. It means, watch this now, sisters and brothers, sons as characterization, i.e. sons of injustice for unrighteous men. Now you can have, it says here, sons of God and sons and angels, sons of God, but that's the positive. But on the negative, see, the scripture already said children of men. And so the children of men are not children of God. The children of men are the children of injustice and unrighteous men. This word on the negative means injustice and unrighteous men. Unrighteous men. Wicked men. So we see what type of society is being constructed. A people. A nation. And then the definition is lifeless things. Lifeless. That which is lifeless and devoid of life is full of what? full of death. Then it says, i.e. sparks and stars. So stars that are dying, knowledge and wisdom that is dying and dead and full of death. And the next word is arrows. Arrows are weapons and used on behalf of the wicked. Arrows are nothing but death. Then the definition is a member of a guild, order, class. So look at the various skills that go into the building and construction of a city, a nation, a civilization. You need all manner of builders. You need people who know how to actually build based on mathematics and science. You need people who know how to extract material out of the earth and heat it up and mix it up just right, just so that the city can be built. You need people who know how to build communities and neighborhoods, who know how to build various organizations and groups, who are put together to construct the society spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, to be able to construct anything and everything that is needed in that society to function. But this society that we're looking at is a society built on injustice and unrighteousness. This society is built on death and hell and destruction, and all of these skilled ones who have all manner of skills are put together to further death and the teaching of death to the children, to the men and the women, the boys, the girls, the male, the female. But you see, this word says sons more than it says daughters, because men run this society. But these men and the few women with them are wicked, doing the bidding of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, all over the place. So the Most High is coming down to give examination to this system and this civilization. Not just then, but now, because then is prophecy about today. This system, far worse than the system that we are examining in Scripture. Next break. See you on the other side of the break.